This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. I posted a picture of those darling little blue flowers that have finally appeared in many lawns and gardenscapes. While most of us welcome them, they're listed as invasive on the Minnesota Wildflowers website with a message, "Eradicate," in all capital letters. I feel like I'm being yelled at. The site goes on to say, this is a classic case of gardening gone awry. Siberian squill was brought to the U.S. as an ornamental and is still sold in Minnesota and elsewhere, but it has also escaped into the wild and become invasive. It readily spreads itself and it's difficult to get rid of, as broken roots often resprout. It's very hardy and cold tolerant to zone 2. It's also left alone by critters from voles to deer. Sadly, the same traits that make it attractive as a garden plant, besides that beautiful blue color, are also what make it invasive. Large colonies of squill can be seen in the eastern counties of the state, from Duluth to Rochester. The site goes on with a plea to gardeners to stop planting this. Meanwhile, across the border in Wisconsin, they don't seem too worried. There's no dire warning. However, there are some other native options you might want to plant instead. They include woodland blue phlox and prairie blue-eyed grass. I'll admit to loving the little blue Siberian squill, but I will say I never planted it. It's just doing its thing. I drive through neighborhoods and you'll see it sweeping across partially shaded lawns. Again, I think it's quite lovely. Check out gardenbite.com for more information, including how you might get rid of it. Backed by popular demand, Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Supreme Gardener's Mix. This 100% composted manure blend is ready to use and perfect for your vegetables, annuals, and perennials. With a neutral pH and a slow-release fertilizer, all you do is add water. Supreme Gardener's Mix from Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.